Hey, what's happening, everybody? Welcome back to the Lucky Rants, and welcome back to Anime Casuals. Feels good to say that again. Hopefully, I know I didn't announce this. I do apologize. I'm not big on like social media for this channel in particular, so I do apologize about that. I was on vacation last week. I was visiting my home in California, my hometown in California, and didn't really get a chance to. I try and keep these up, but to be honest with you, I really needed a break from all this stuff. So I do apologize for anybody out there that was. Let's just be honest, right? There is a lot of content out there besides our own, a lot of anime content. So I do hope that you guys were able to get your fix elsewhere. Either way, I just want to let you guys know. I started watching Monster on Netflix. Pretty solid show, I have to say. I was not. It's one of those shows that really got me in like right away. And then also, actually, before I go any further, real quick. So another Netflix thing, another Netflix news. Way of the House Husband is back, and so I thought that I would. I mean, granted, it's only like 5 episodes, so don't fret. It's only like 5 episodes, so. But yeah, if you guys want to check out the weekly review on Saturday, we're going to start off with that. Start off with something a little bit easier. But I did eventually want to talk about Monster, so if you guys want to give me maybe like 2 more weeks, there's 30 episodes out right now. And this brings up an interesting question, right? What do you guys think about Netflix's way of releasing things? So I'll give you an example, right? So there was if we look at like JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, actually let's just look at Monster for right now, just because let me see here. But you know, I'm trying to remember, because I remember. Oh, okay. Never mind. So let's like look at Monster, right? So they came out with the first 30 episodes. For reference, there are 74 episodes that I know of in all. So when we look at that, and we have to remember, right, Monster came out, I want to say, roughly about 10 years ago. I think it's an anime from, like, 2012 or something like that. It's definitely older than 2015. But, you know, this show has been out for a long time. What do you guys think about Netflix just releasing a bit of it at a time and waiting to kind of bring out the rest of it? Because we have to think about this, right? In some cases, in the case of, like, newer anime, we do still have to wait for anime to come out each and every week, right? One Piece would be an example, all that kind of stuff, right? So what is the difference here? Is it just that this anime came out a long time ago and people are just upset that they have to, that they're only releasing like a little bit of it at a time? You know, what's the idea here? Because I personally am not against it. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Just because I think it builds intrigue. I think it keeps people on there for a little bit long. You have to look at it from a business standpoint too, right? I know a lot of people don't like to think about it like that, but we do have to look at it like that. So if we look at it from a business standpoint, what does Netflix want to do? Well, first off, they want new subscribers. That's one thing. But the other thing is they want people coming back. Actually, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, I think new subscribers is more important to them, right? I'm trying to remember it now. Either way, let's just say in my theory, this is just a hypothesis that I came up with in my head, they want people to come back to Netflix to watch more shows, right? They want to keep people on there. Well, what would be better for them to just release something, have you watch it all in like 2 days or one day if you're freaking insane? If you guys want, if you're able to watch 72 episodes in one day, there's something wrong with you. Wait, is that even possible? There's no way. 3 episodes would be an hour. No, there's just enough time in. There's just enough time in. I can't do math right now. So, yeah, it's almost enough time. Wow, I wonder if anybody's ever done that. Just watched anime all like all day, like 24 hours of a day. That would be insane. But either way, I'm getting off track here, as I usually do. Welcome back to me. So, yeah, I mean, what would they rather do, right? Have you binge watch something in a couple days, then you take a break from Netflix for a while, and then maybe the possibility that you quit your subscription at that point, or keep you there for longer. I don't know. I don't really see any huge problem in it. I know a lot of people are upset because they can't watch. It kind of goes to show more our way of thinking more than their marketing strategy. It kind of goes to show you just how used to binge watching that we've gotten, over the years. And that, to be honest with you, that's Netflix's fault. So yeah, that's kind of funny that people are actually upset that they can't never sorry binge watch things. But yeah. Anyway, let's go over to the anime subreddit. There was an interesting question on here, so why don't we go ahead and check it out? Or a couple questions. This person says, "I have a few questions here. Context, work and other issues made me unable to dedicate the time to watch anime for the past 8 years or so. I was able to allocate time here and there with light novels, so in part, some major titles are being covered with that, and I'm fine with it. Consider this: is there any visually outstanding show to watch because of its visual excellence? Excuse me. So a lot of things come to mind, really, and to be honest with you, a lot of the newer stuff, man, just comes to mind. And to be fair, I mean, it would depend on what visual excellence means to you. Are you talking about fight scenes? If you're looking for a great fight scenes, the Fate series is always really, really good. In terms of Unlimited Blade Works, Apocrypha had some great fight scenes in there. It would also depend on, what, how else you determine visual excellence, right? If we're going back quite a ways, dude, this is all the way back in 2012, but No Game No Life was a brilliant look at that. I'm trying to think of some other like really good visual. This one's a little bit the story's a little off, but and I've mentioned this and we've talked about it before. But this is the movie Bubble, right? So if you don't have a lot of time to allocate, this is on Netflix, by the way. If any of you guys want to watch it, I did do a weekly review about it. But if you guys, if you don't have a lot of time, you can check that out. It's only a movie, but it has some really, really good animation in it. So if you're really looking for like some of the better animation, I'd probably check out some of the movies because they can fit all of that great animation inside of that, hour to hour and a half range, So, that's always an option. Also, just to kind of put some stuff out there. Demon Slayer and Jujutsu Kaisen, I think, have some of the better animation out of the current shonen. Nothing against My Hero Academia. I think it has great animation, but if you look at it like compared to Jujutsu Kaisen and Demon Slayer, also I think it might be the darker aesthetic of both of those that really show it for the most part. And I'm trying to think if there's any other ones that really like stunned me visually. I'm sure there are, right? Like if I look back at my weekly reviews, I'm sure that I'd be able to find something, but I'm kind of blanking out on it right now. So let's go to the next question. Any anime worth its time? Anything from these 10 years, considering that most I tried was butchered compared to what I was able to read in light novel format? That's a good question, right? I'm not a big light novel reader. I'm not a big manga reader. So a lot of what I watch isn't completely butchered, but like give you an example, right? We talked about lookism. What, a month ago or something like that. I thought it was very good, but then I started hearing comments from people that read the webtoon, and they weren't super impressed with it. They thought it was okay as an anime, but they just felt like it overlooked a couple things. It didn't create the right tone, those types of things, which, to be fair, it's a little hard to that's very hard to do, right? Like, give you an example, right? Like when Harry Potter became the movies, right? There were a lot of people that did not like Hermione. Hermione, if you guys don't remember, I only remember this because we read it. Our teacher read it like 4 or 5 pages every, no, not 4 or 5 pages, sorry, like 10 pages or so every day for like a long time. I don't remember how long. Over in 3rd grade. And apparently Hermione was not supposed to be like this cute little girl. Like, she was not supposed to be visually appealing, until, and I don't know if it like happened later that she would be cute or anything, but yeah, let's just say she was supposed to have like buck teeth. There was supposed to be like a different image to her, but you know, the movie decided to go a different way, and we all love Emma Watson. Is that her name? Emma Watson? Not Emma Watson. Yeah, Emma Watson. Yeah. So, you know, that's a creative difference there. So I don't know. I'm trying to think of anything off the top of my head. Yeah, not really. I can't really think of anything off the top of my head. And then this person says, I think I've watched My Hero Academia season 3, episode 10, I think. Is it worth it to pick it back up? So season 3, episode 10, I don't know where that would be. I think that is in the middle of some. Either way, I would just say yes, especially with how great this season is going so far. This season has really this season has one of the fastest paces to it that I've ever seen. And it did that by building up to this point. And that's the thing about long form anime is we have to remember, even though anime will go through its slow times, right? And we all know when it's gonna happen, right? Like right now with My Hero, it's probably gonna go through a little bit of a slower time. I'm not gonna go through any spoilers or anything like that, but you know, it's probably gonna go through a slower time, but eventually it's gonna pick back up, and it's important to remember that when we're watching these, right? Even though we might be going through a slow spell, we gotta remember, right? Like, eventually this is gonna pick back up. And you know, you wanna judge anime more based off of the high points than the middle points. Now, on the low points, you can absolutely judge an anime, but if it's like a if it's just a lull, right, like just a nice little you know, tea break, so to speak, then I wouldn't judge it based off of that. But if it's a terrible episode, right, then that's a different story. A story, excuse me. I don't know why I said story. But yeah, My Hero Academia is great. I was just thinking, oh, you know, somebody mentioned this. This is a great idea here. Visually appealing, I would say. Maybe Ranking of Kings. I thought that was really good. To be honest with you, the story did some weird stuff at the end, and I felt like somewhere around the middle of it started really throwing me off a little bit in terms of the tone. But in terms of visuals, it is one of those that really looks a lot different. It's very unique. A lot of people, including myself, compared it to like Adventure Time meets anime a little bit, not quite with the tone or anything like that, but with the visual aspect of it. To be fair, I don't think that's completely it's not a great analogy for it, but I think mostly when we look at the way the characters are drawn, we kind of look at that. But either way, it was a really solid anime, and in terms of looks, and a very original one. I do have to say, though, the B Black Clover in its later iterations, and to be fair, so Black Clover is probably one of the newest shonens, long-running shonens at least, and it really shows in the animation, right? Like, if you look at Naruto, if you watch Naruto from the very beginning, what, early 2000s or something like that, and then you know, are watching it. You know, you're watching Boruto now, right? There's a big difference. There's a big difference between Naruto and Naruto Shippuden. There's a big difference between the beginning of Naruto Shippuden and Naruto Shippuden. I can't say exactly what the arc is. That's a spoiler. But after the first, I want to say like 100 episodes, maybe. Actually, even less than that. Maybe not 80 or something like that. But either way, right? So there's this big period of time here where. Where the animation is very, very much the same, and then all of a sudden it changes and it's much better, and you know, so there's a big difference in quality there. But whenever you're watching really big, really long form anime like One Piece or Naruto, there are going to be more inconsistencies with the animation in terms of how hard they go on it, right? As opposed to like a 12, as opposed to like something like Demon Slayer, where they release what, like 12, 13 episodes, or no, that's not right. 25 episodes in a season, although it's the halves of the season are kind of there's a lot of time between them, right? But either way, right? It gives them enough time to really build it up. And also, I don't think Demon Slayer is all that long in the manga, so you know it gives you plenty of time to really watch it. Sorry, it gives them plenty of time to give them a to give the animation all like the time that it needs. So either way, that's kind of just some general stuff that I would say. But you know, guys, what do you guys think? What do you guys think about Netflix? What do you guys think about you know, these visually appealing anime? Do you guys agree? Do you guys disagree? Either way, it's great to be back, guys. Don't forget, you can always check out All Things Casual at the link tree in the info box. Also, if you'd like to email us, you can email us at animecasuals with an S, real R-E-A-L, at gmail.com. Sorry about the casual discussion this week. I didn't quite get back to things until like today. So, you know, we'll have that back up and running next Tuesday. But as always, guys, don't forget to keep it casual.